And then second by Commissioner Diaz. Okay. Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Commissioner Haklinski?
Aye.
Commissioner Hodge, absent. Commissioner Holm, absent. Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Aye.
Commissioner Alawi?
Aye.
Commissioner Paranor?
Aye.
Commissioner Redondo, absent. Vice Chair Kina Yub, absent. Chair Branch?
Aye. So the next item on the agenda is a presentation of possible collaboration for Native American Heritage Month.
I got it on.
Want to say good evening, Commission. My name is Dr. Ricardo Medina, born and raised here in Chula Vista with my family, been living here for decades, was actually on the Human Relations Commission and did some good years of service on this commission. I don't know if I'd call today a presentation. What I'd like to do is share some information with y'all. And if it looks fitting for some form of collaboration or even just informal support, we can move forward. I'm really excited because in this past year, became a recipient for the Performing Visual Arts Grant for the City of Chula Vista. And so we put together a proposal for this grant. And it's titled Native American Indigenous Artist in Residence. And it's all around promoting healing and wellness through culture and music. And so we were able to get this grant, and so we've been planning it for a while, and we have it planned for the first week of November and try to do it a little bit in alignment with what many call Native American Heritage Month. And so it is, the artist in residence is Gabriel Yala. He is a classical trained guitarist, musician, but also very recognized in Native American song, drum. He's Yaqui, he's from Southern Arizona. And so the hope is to have this continue to be ongoing every year. And so this bringing on Gabe was very intentional because of the fact that this is a big piece of his work that he does, and he's done residencies before. And so the exciting aspect, as well as the way we were able to get this grant, is to have collaboration and partnerships. And so we are collaborating with Southwestern Community College, specifically with their Office of Student Equity Programs and Services and their Native American Studies Program. We're also collaborating with the MAC Community, largely MAC, but specifically MAC Community Charter School. We're also working with the Chula Vista Public Library. Also have some work with Sweetwater Union High School District, more specifically Ethnic Studies, and more specifically Hilltop High School. Also looking at doing some classroom presentations, possibly assemblies with the elementary school district. We're also working with the Indian Education Program, Title VI Johnson O'Malley with San Diego Unified, and Izcalli Círculo de Hombres. And so there's two big events that we have that there's a week full of exciting things that are going to happen with this residency. And so everything from performances, everything's free to the community. And so with that being said, is the reason I'm here today is because there's two that may potentially feel aligned to the work of the HRC. And one of them is we will be at the library on November 4th. There isn't a flyer put out yet. We're working with Irwin there at the Civic Center, but it'll be in the evening time in their library, in their auditorium is what they call it. And so Gabriel will be there, and he'll do performance, and he will do as well as a little bit of talk, you know, Q&A, talking with the community. And so that's an opportunity, right, open, of course, to our public. Another one that is also large is on the Wednesday of that week, which would be The 6th, we have a more larger performance at Southwestern Community College. And so this performance, the hope and the planning is to bring in our Kumeyaay community as well, bird singers and whatnot, and to really showcase Native American culture and arts and music in this space, not only for, of course, our student community, but as well as for our larger Chula Vista community. And so we're still a month away, you know, a little bit more, and so there's a lot of flyers and whatnot being finalized. But today, I wanted to offer potentially for you all, and I don't know if you feel like you have capacity for this, right? And so I'm okay at whatever level the HRC wants to support, formally or informally. And so I looked at a collaboration potentially of you all supporting. These events, something like at the library or at Southwestern College. Of course, we could put logos on our flyers, anything with social media as well. I know that there's a lot of complications potentially with that, but maybe not. And because this is with the city of Chula Vista already, you know, so there might be some like smooth pathways to get this done. So looking at specifically the promotion of those two events, supporting with the promotions, you're more than welcome to even come, introduce yourself. Hey, we're from the HRC. Thank you all for coming here tonight. We're also supporting the organizing of this event or the organizing of this residency, something to that extent. Another thing I thought about was is that there are some openings that week as well. And so if you all felt like there was maybe something else specific, like you were like, hey, could we get Gabriel Yala to do this? In the past, there have been flag raisings that have been a raising of the Kumeyaay flag here. And so that could be potentially something. Letting you all know, I guess a good day for that would be Friday, November the 8th, about 9 in the morning. And so if there was something, like I said, that the HRC wanted to lift up, that's an option. And lastly, maybe there's something else you're thinking about. Maybe there's something else that's related to Native American, Indigenous culture, heritage in this city, and that's something that's ongoing that you might feel like, hey, that's aligned and that's connected. And so I'll get, you know, examples are Southwestern College is having a student outreach day that's really focusing on Native American students, Native American Indigenous students. And so we've been able to pull a lot together in this week. And so that's all today. You know, it's a very informal presentation. It's more wordy. Like I said, I don't have flyers because a lot of these things are still being solidified as far as partnerships. And whatnot, but the partners that I've listed are all on board, and there's a lot of planning that's currently happening in the mix. And so I'm here to answer any questions, and at the least, I'm hoping that you all share the good word. That's it.
Thank you for that presentation, and again, thank you for your service to the HRC in the past. Does anyone have any questions? Commissioner Diaz?
More than questions, I actually have a comment. I hope your time permits that you could stay till after the meeting. I did want to mention to you that the county registrar actually has an outreach team or subdivision of a team dedicated to Native American outreach. I'm sure they'd be happy to collaborate with you. So, you know, after the meeting, once I take off my commissioner hat, I'd love to connect with you on that. And if the other commissioners please, I personally do think it would be a wonderful opportunity to collaborate with you on this auspicious event.
Just a note, I won't be sticking around too long. I actually have to get somewhere else, but I want to say that my email to definitely make it accessible to you, Commissioner. That would be fine, and we can touch base that note.
And I have a quick question. Did you say that you already have something with the city of Chula Vista already with this?
So the grant is actually through the city of Chula Vista.
Okay.
So it's the Performing and Visual Arts Grant through the, and somebody can help me, but I want to say it's through the Cultural Arts. Yeah.
That's correct.
And so, yeah, and so every year they put this grant out.
Okay.
And thought it would be a great opportunity to try something like this that hasn't been done before.
Yeah, and I agree with Commissioner Diaz. I think doing something like a flag raising like we did for Juneteenth, I know that was very successful. You did such a lovely job with that. I would support that.
Anybody else have any questions? We can talk about that. I just wanted, while he's here, I wanted to see if he had any questions.
I don't have a question, just a comment last week, and I'm very happy to hear this today, because on last weekend, I was with some people in San Isidro. They were talking about especially the community and Native Americans here in San Diego, especially in the south, in the San Isidro area, because they want to learn more. They want to learn more, and I would like to know if this will be open, not only for the Chula Vista area, but the south, like
absolutely.
San Isidro.
Yeah, it's open to the larger
students,
community.
Because they have a lot of questions and they don't really know about, so.
And one of the, just a good point, as you'd mentioned, is that one of our collaborators is San Diego Unified. And so some folks might feel like, oh, how'd that work out? But Morse High School, actually, there's a lot of students that attend Morse or San Diego SCPA School of Creative and Performing Arts. And those two schools there are Chula Vista residents that go there, as well as a lot of students from Morse do also go to Southwestern College. And so you start to see regionally, right, how it does this, right? It really does.
Okay. And I'm glad that the district, Sweetwater District, is involved. So that is something that I would like to see. Thank you.
I have a question. I guess because the grant money came through the city, is the city also, like, promoting or advertising these events?
So it's part of the grant that we, and the program, that we do our own advertisement and promotions. And so the way I will say this, is that working with Southwestern College, they're very excited as well, right? So they'll do a lot of the social media. But what we've decided, like the Chula Vista Public Library, they're creating their own flyer, their own, social media attachment that would go specifically for the event at the public library. Southwestern College is doing any promotionals that are specifically at the college. So it's kind of shared in that way. So the city of Chula Vista, as its own entity, no, is not doing any of the promotional.
Thank you. Commissioner Olawi?
Yes, my question is, what are the time for November 4th and 8th?
I don't know, but I will say that both of them are in the evening. And I would say that the one at Southwestern College probably wants to definitely make sure folks, you know, who are working through the day can get there. And so I would say it's in the evening part, and then the library, it will probably be early evening.
Okay. I think I like the idea that we support them, so if everybody else is good, I think the November the 8th, the Southwestern events might be a good one for us to attend if everybody's okay with it. It's a Friday, and
let me just ask a question. So this is on the agenda as a presentation. Can we start making any plans around it, or how can?
Yeah, I was looking at that. I think that I think that because it's a city event already, as a city sponsored event, our library is involved. I think you could decide to be involved in a certain way or ways. And if the attorneys think we need to take one more step, you have another meeting and you could ratify it.
Okay. And one other way could be is, I don't know if it's like a subcommittee wants to form, and then there is a planning committee that comes together and is organizing the entire residency. So just to put that out there. But if we were to, so I've heard a couple things, so I want to just offer this. The public library event, what would happen is the HRC, if you wanted to come, show, be a part of, bring that, you know, it would be a part of any kind of your promotionals as well. I don't know if you're doing any kind of things, but I could make that connection with the librarian, with Irwin, and make sure that we, in that evening time, have an opportunity for you, somebody from the commission, to introduce themselves, welcome folks, even give a little plug on the commission. The same exact thing could happen on the Wednesday, which is, let me just cross-reference my time. It's the Wednesday, the 6th at Southwestern. So the exact same kind of thing, right? It wouldn't, you don't have to do much. It's just a matter of you all saying, hey, we want to be a part of, and then you would figure out how does the promotion aspect look so that way we know how to put that on the flyer, the HRC. And then, like I said, somebody, you could have a table there, but you could also just show up and somebody from the HRC could welcome and just say hello. The one that I think takes the most planning would be a flag raising. And so what I would say, if you all do plan a flag raising, I've offered a day where there's a window of time, which is Friday, 9 a.m. It's the 8th, Friday the 8th, 9 a.m. And what I want to say is Gabriel could be at that flag raising, but you all would have to be the ones who organize that, or somebody would have to be the ones who'd organize it, right? So I just want to put that out there if you wanted to take an opportunity to have while Gabriel was here through it. So those are, I think, the three that would fit if you all wanted to, at some capacity, be involved.
Let me just ask one more thing. Do we have any speakers on this item?
We do not have any speakers.
Okay. Commissioner Diaz,
thank you. All that being said, Madam Chair, I would like to make a motion that we participate in a lightweight capacity, as our speaker suggested, by having a presence of no less than two, but possibly up to four commissioners be present at the events, help with the welcoming, with the opening, possibly have a table if we have a branded tablecloth and such. And to the extent that it's logistically possible for the city, I would also like to move that we do the flag raising. Again, I'm not able to speak for the city as far as the logistical capability to pull it off in time, but if possible, I'd like to make a motion to have the commission approve it.
I second that.
Flag raising on the 8th, where is that? Did you have a location? Or did you think it would be here?
I know that you all have done flag raisings here. Uh-huh. Yes, so it would be here.
Yeah, we're good at that.
And what I think what could be part of the ceremonial aspect is I can definitely support you all with, you know, connecting. And I know that Anne as well as Adriana are also pretty connected with some of our Kumeyaay leadership, and also Chair Petrina Branch as well, and Nadia as well are connected. And so I think the way of typically the flag raising would go is our Kumeyaay leadership would be definitely centered, and at that same moment we could have Gabriel there and say, hey, because I think us talking about the residency is going to allow us to do it again next year. People hear like, wow, there was a residency, right? And so I think even us, and if the flag raising committee group decided, hey, could Gabe say some words, could he sing a song, could he do something like that, that could also be appropriate. But I just want to make sure that you all know that the most respectful way would be is that Kumeyaay leadership would be the ones that would be a lot more centered in that flag raising.
Commissioners, if I may, so we have on the agenda tonight a discussion of ad hoc subcommittees. So you could take an action there to set up a committee to finalize these details, and we can ratify that in October. But the work could start since it's also already a city event that's happening. But you could establish the subcommittee and take an action on that just to give it some, to affirm, you know, your participation, and if you wanted to do something like that tonight.
I just wanted to just go over the dates again. So there's something on November 6th. And what time is that?
Well, let's start with November 4th. Okay. It's a Monday, early evening, I will give you, but the library is still getting specific details. So Monday, November 4th, Chula Vista Public Library, Civic Center, evening. And the other date is Wednesday, November the 6th at Southwestern College. Okay. And that's a larger performance.
And that's in the evening too.
And that's in the evening time as well, yes.
Okay, and so the motion is that one, two, or however, you know, up to four people would go to these November 4th and November 6th event, plus a flag raising. Is that basically what you're saying?
Correct. So I'll briefly restate the motion. Okay. The motion is that the Human Relations Commission participate by tabling and assisting in the ceremonial opening of these events. If we have the materials, that we possibly table, if we have the manpower and the materials, and that we also participate / help organize the flag raising ceremony. That is the motion, Madam Chair.
So one thought I had was if we form a subcommittee, perhaps the subcommittee can get a little bit more into details about what we do, like do we want to have a table or how do we want to participate? Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit concerned about the short time. And if by chance we don't have a meeting next month because we have quorum issues, I'm just concerned about us taking on too much. So I think I want to ask if the motion can be simplified to just say that we would support these events and the subcommittee will work out the details of how we would support like the November 4th, the 6th event, and they would decide if we can have a flag raising because a lot of details have to go into a flag raising too, like availability of the space and staff and all that.
Very well, Madam Chair. I will withdraw my initial motion. If you'll withdraw your second, and I will reissue a motion. So I move that the Human Relations Commission supports and participates in the events that our speaker presented with a subcommittee to be appointed later in this meeting to determine the extent of the commission's participation.
And I second that.
Thank you.
Again.
Any other discussion? Any other discussion? Any other questions?
Can I just ask one quick question? So for the date, November 8th, that's when Gabriel is available, not necessarily Kume leadership.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, if the subcommittee was to potentially throw around some other dates, that could be something that's worked out. But when I looked at the residency week, that's a day that's open. I haven't even spoken in regards to a flag raising for the city of Chula Vista with Kumeyaay leadership yet.
And I believe last year Southwestern College did one.
Yes, and they are also doing another one too. So I mean, I think that the subcommittee, definitely we can dig in, but the Southwestern College is doing a flag raising on the 1st.
Okay. That's November 1st.
Yes, but of course you all would have to connect with them, right? Like it's not for me to invite folks to participate in that program, but I will be there for sure supporting it.
So at this point, we would vote on this motion, and then later on in the meeting, we would select a subcommittee?
Establish one.
Yeah. So, okay.
So the motion is to support the events and create the subcommittee. Motion by Diaz, seconded by Haklinski. Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Commissioner Gomez? Absent. Commissioner Haklinski?
Aye.
Commissioner Hodge? Absent. Commissioner Holm, absent. Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Aye.
Commissioner Lowy?
Aye.
Commissioner Paranor?
Aye.
Commissioner Redondo, absent. Vice Chair Kina Yub, absent. Chair Branch?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We look forward to working with
on these
events. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome to make my email accessible to our commission. And if you all wanted to reach out to me to let me know who's on that subcommittee, I can invite them to also planning meetings. There'll be two for the month of October. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is action item 6.1.
Can we do item 5, public comments?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, I'm sorry. My eye jumped. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is public comment. Do we have any speakers? E-comments?
Sorry, he just walked up. We have a speaker slip from Robert Johnson for public comment.
Mr. Johnson, I don't know if he's left the building or if he's in the lobby.
I think he just went outside to talk to.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
If I might humbly suggest, since Mr. Johnson was kind enough to wait for our late start meeting, that we
there
give
he
him
is.
A few minutes.
So for the record, there wasn't any e-comments or emails and one request to speak from Robert Johnson.
Yes, Mr. Johnson, we just called for public comment, and you wanted to make a comment?
Please. Can I?
Yes. Go ahead.
So it's interesting, right? Just a couple months ago, you guys were saying you don't have time for anything. Can't add any more events, can't do any more of this. And look, here tonight, you guys will just give up your time that was so busy months ago to now do something for another group. It's very obvious what's going on. They pick and choose who they want to support, and they don't want to support everybody. So is this the Human Relations Council, like the committee? Is this about humanity, or is this just about groups and certain groups, right? But I got to come out here and point it out to you because you can't see it. You know, tonight the meeting started 35 minutes late. And you guys are just willing to accept that as it's okay. You know, you guys took a, I don't know, maybe you didn't take an oath, right? That's the sad part. I come to these meetings so I can say these things because I listen and I share you guys' message. I try to do what I can to help, but helping isn't just you run the show. It's being on time. If you can't be on time, just say you're not going to be here, because why wait 35 minutes to start a meeting? You know, the thing with it is there will be complaints made because it's just unacceptable. Even if you're not going to get in trouble and there's no repercussions, it just shows to us you're not willing to take this serious. Now, I speak to you as a board and individually. Everybody, you know, my job isn't to be nice. My job is to hold down the hand and say, are they being actually fair? So I don't see fairness when we're willing to make committees out of the thin air, but months ago we're willing to tell other people, we don't have time for your event. And it was, when was it? October, you know what I mean? It was way later, and you guys are gonna, like, I have it on record. That's the, like, you know, you wanna spit in someone's face, that's how you do it. You don't remember your own words, and this came from the chair. So, appreciate you guys doing your paperwork correctly. I appreciate you guys getting on the calendar. The Veterans Advisory Commission will not listen to me and get on the calendar. So I'm still dealing with a bunch of problems.
The next item on the agenda is item 6.1, selection of vice chair for fiscal year 2024-2025. I just wanted to say something quickly related to this. We had moved this to this meeting in part because we wanted to determine the interests and of the current vice chair in terms of running for this position. She was going to be here tonight, but one of her children is ill, so she's not able to. So I just want to suggest that we table this to the next meeting so that she could be here. Again, it's just a suggestion. If the body wants to do something different, certainly you can. But I believe she has an interest in running for it. But again, she would have been here except for her when her children got sick. So with that, I want to open it up for, does staff have any comments about, city staff, about this item?
No, it was an excused absence. So yes, she's out tonight.
And do we have any speakers, e-comments or on this item?
For the record, we do not have any comments or e-comments.
Commissioner Paramore?
Yes, so considering that the current vice chair is wanting to continue, if you would have been here, I mean, I'm open to the idea of the fellow commissioners and Madam Chair, you are open to tabling this for the next meeting, giving the opportunity for the vice chair to be here.
So would we need a motion for that then? So would you be willing to make that into a motion?
Yes, I have motioned to table this, the election or the selection of the vice chair for the fiscal year 2024-25 to the next HRC meeting.
I'll second the motion. Is there any other, is there now discussion?
I just have a quick question. So I know that hopefully the next commission meeting, right, we have quorum again, mm-hmm. and so then we're dark, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a possibility that we're not gonna have this resolved maybe till January?
Is theoretically,
that,
yes.
Is that possible? Okay, I just wanted to clarify that, thank you.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Motion was to table for next meeting by Commissioner Paranor, seconded by Chair Branch. Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Commissioner Haklinski?
Aye.
Commissioner Hodge, absent. Commissioner Holm, absent. Commissioner Lares Urquives?
Aye.
Commissioner Lowy?
Aye.
Commissioner Paranor?
Aye.
Commissioner Redondo, absent. Vice Chair Kinayub, absent. Chair Branch?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, so next item on the agenda is item 6.2, updates, discussion, and possible action regarding ad hoc subcommittees. Currently, we have one ad hoc subcommittee. It's called Law Enforcement Review Board Ad Hoc Subcommittee. And I would like to ask city staff to make a comment about the status of that subcommittee.
So I know that it's still being considered internally on how we move forward with the subcommittee. It's a referral to the city manager and to work on that. I believe she's working with perhaps a member of the city council on that. So that has not been decided yet how that's moving forward. But Chair, if you'd like, this does fit into the action that council took about the change in duties for the commission, so I could give that update here rather than on staff comments if you'd like, because it relates to this a bit.
Yes, like I just want to make sure I'm clear though on this law enforcement review board, because I believe I was told there was some concern about the length of this subcommittee being open and not having clear action items.
Okay, so yes, there are two things, right, that an ad hoc committee can only be around for a certain amount of time with a goal or, you know, for closure on that whatever it was accomplished or we didn't get to it, which has happened before, that there were other, we kind of bit off more than we could chew, so the subcommittee was disbanded, not that it couldn't come back. And so with this one, it is the same. It's been here too long without much action. And then at the same time, and I can go into more detail later, but with the duties for the commission, it was eliminated the involvement with this police chief's community advisory committee that was included in the original setup of the Human Relations Commission. So
you're saying there's basically two reasons why this subcommittee does...
As it is now, yes, is perhaps, you should consider that those two things are in play.
Okay. So
So basically, at this point, though, it's my understanding that we need to vote to end the subcommittee. Mm-hmm. Because one, it's been in existence for more than 6 months with really no action item.
Correct.
And number two, with the changes in the ordinance, our ordinance, it may not even be an appropriate topic for us to be involved with.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So that's where we are. Does anyone have any questions, comments about that? So then I would look, Commissioner Diaz?
So actually, I would say that on this one, we should also wait for Vice Chair Kina Jupe to be here because she was really the person spearheading it. So if we're going to wait for her for the other topic for next month, we should probably wait to hear her out if she does have any closing comments on that subcommittee.
I would ask city staff to comment on that, but I think this is sort of beyond her in terms of the legality of it.
Yes. So I did have a conversation with her just to let her know, especially because it's been open for more than 6 months and there hasn't been any work done. And she understood that and understood for the need that of her being here today or not, it needed to be closed down because of the length that it has been open for. And we had a conversation about possibly looking at something else within these lines that would align more with the now duties and functions of the HRC.
With that said, I think I need a motion and a second, obviously, for us to eliminate this subcommittee, I guess with the understanding that I guess it could come back if necessary. Certainly with city attorney advice about how it would fit within our jurisdiction.
I move to motion.
Okay, so we have a motion.
Second. Sorry.
I think.
So I have a motion by Lares Urquivias and a second by Commissioner Paranor.
Any other discussion before we vote? Okay, would the secretary please call the roll?
Commissioner Diaz.
Aye.
Commissioner Hiklinski?
Aye.
Commissioner Hodge, absent. Commissioner Holm, absent. Commissioner Lares Urquivias?
Aye.
Commissioner Lowy?
Aye.
Commissioner Paranor?
Aye.
Commissioner Redondo, absent. Vice Chair Kina Yub, absent. Chair Branch?
Aye.
Motion passes.
So, Anne, you were going to give us some information related to our change of ordinance that kind of relates to these subcommittees. Could you do that?
No, it related to this. Oops, sorry. Just it related that, to that subcommittee. So I can do it under staff comments so you can continue on.
Okay. So we voted on creating a subcommittee related to the Native American Heritage Month events. So let's work on that now. So who is interested in being on a subcommittee? And we can have up to, is it four? Three?
It's up to four, but ideally it's three.
Three, okay. So we need at least two or three people to be on the subcommittee.
I would be interested.
Great, we have one.
I will volunteer with the caveat that it's election season. My time is ridiculously limited right now. But to the extent possible, I will assist.
Okay, great. Anybody else? All right, well, I'll be on the subcommittee. So I'll just make a motion that we create a subcommittee to support the Native American Heritage Month events that we discussed earlier in item 4.1 to include myself, Commissioner Hiklinski, and Commissioner Diaz. So I need a second.
I second it.
Okay. Any other discussion? Would the secretary please call the roll?
Yes. So the motion was to create a subcommittee with Commissioner Hiklinski, Chair Branch, and Commissioner Diaz to support the Native American Heritage events as presented in 4.1. Motion made by Chair Branch and seconded by Commissioner Paranor. Commissioner Diaz.
Aye.
Commissioner Heklinski.
Aye.
Commissioner Hodge, absent. Commissioner Holm, absent. Commissioner Lares Orquivias.
Aye.
Commissioner Alawi.
Aye.
Commissioner Paranor.
Aye.
Commissioner Redondo, absent. Vice Chair Kina Yub, absent. Chair Branch.
Aye.
Motion passes.
So next item on the agenda is staff comments.
Yes, I'll go ahead and start and just give you a quick update on the City Council approval of the reorganization of the duties of the Human Relations Commission. It went to council the initial time, August 10th, and then went for the first reading. Since it's an ordinance, it needs two readings. In August, it was approved unanimously. The second reading was September 10th. It was approved unanimously again. And then it has to, after 30 days, it takes effect. So 30 days will be October 9th. So we're still not in effect yet. But I know that you all participated in some discussions at the commission level, and you received links or even attachments to the council items. But I'll just give, and also with these changes, the city clerk and our assistant city attorney, City Clerk Carrie Bigelow, and assistant city attorney Megan McClurg will come to the October meeting to give you an overview of what this means and how you move forward with some of these new assignments or new duties. So the key changes is that that it includes an annual recognition program of community members and recognition of several months of significance, like Indigenous Peoples Month, those kinds of things. Inclusion of groups and nonprofits that support the unsheltered community. And I know some of these came from you, the group here, to be included. And here's where I just said removal of the reference to the Chief's Community Advisory Board, removal of the reference to Welcoming City, and change in the membership requirements and nominating authority. And so the changes in how new members join on a cycle, which is somewhat different from if there's a vacancy, then we recruit for one. That will go into effect as the position cycle through. For example, Commissioner Keen Ayub has 2 years left on this. You know, they're 4-year terms, but they're staggered. So, and the city clerk will explain that when she comes next month. Another one was to work together to recognize, to have events that recognize some of these activities in the community. So, for example, just me saying this may already quote unquote count as an event. So it's these kinds of events that, as my understanding, the council member and I know the commissioner too, just from my past work with you, like to have in the community. So more of a focus on events from the commission, and also with a small budget for these activities, as well as the continued support of staff in the city manager's office. So, you know, Carla is our community engagement specialist, and their council approved another community engagement position to help with some of these additional community engagement duties and others in the city to work together to, you know, with all kinds of activities and interests to work with the community. So the Human Relations Commission has a big role in that, and the city clerk and the city attorney will explain how some of those matters will be addressed by the commission. For example, how the events are chosen that the commission recommends are supported. You know, there will be a process for that the commission will work with staff on. So there's some more work to get some of it up and running, but like I said, I know that you had some input to some of the changes, and those were approved by council. And we're going to go ahead and send those links again in the next week or so that you have them all, and all of that goes into effect October 9th. And then you already have your first event in the community in November. So I think that's the kind of thing that the council member was looking for. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
And the Native American Month was specifically listed in the
ordinance as an event to support.
Right.
So the fact that we agreed to support the events in item 4.1 is consistent with what the council wanted, and it's not just an add-on.
Right.
Does anybody have any questions about any of that? So there are some events that will be coming up pretty quickly in the year. Like, for example, Black History Month is one of the events, and that would be in February. So hopefully we can have a meeting and sort of get ourselves set up to start planning or whatever it is the process is to work on these events, as soon as the year starts.
Right. My hope is that at next meeting, our city clerk and our deputy city attorney will be here to just explain to you guys what it's going to look like now. And then from there, be able to take decisions if we create subcommittees, how we'll divide the work. So hopefully either next month if we have a quorum or in July or in January, sorry.
I have a comment. We have in the city of Chula Vista, the Harborside Park is planned to be open during the fall. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard for any date yet, but I would like to invite you to participate in that reopening of the park this fall. As far as I know, it's in the fall. That's all that I know.
That's correct. It's opening in the fall. We don't have a date yet either. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's for that one, Harborside Park. That is on Oxford. And also, I want to apologize for coming late tonight. And to
I'm glad you could make it so we can have a meeting.
And also, I'm glad that I was here because we had someone waiting, and we can make that person wait for another month. So, yeah.
So I'll move to chair comments, and if you have anything else, you can put them in your commissioner's comments. So for chair comments, I just want to remind everybody to respond to the emails about asking if you can come to meetings so that we can know we have a quorum. And I urge you, I mean, we're all busy and stuff comes up in life, but I just urge you to make every effort to come to the next meeting because we don't have a meeting in November or December. So I would hate for us to go 3 months without a meeting, especially because we have these new duties that we have to start doing. So, and again, I just urge you to respond to the email saying you could come and make every effort to come. All right, and see, anyone, commissioner comments? No. Anyone have comments? Okay. Commissioner Diaz?
First, I'll start by urging again, repeating what Madam Chair said. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but please do your best to be here next month and try to get the other commissioners to be here next month. But just in the off chance that we don't have quorum, I guess happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you. Okay, I don't see any other commissioners, any other comments. So, all right, so I'll adjourn the meeting. So it is now 7:26 p.m., and I'd like to adjourn this meeting of the Human Relations Commission to the regular meeting on October 24, 2024 at 6 p.m. So meeting is adjourned.